You're listening to Radio MD. It's time to Ask Dr. Mike on Healthy Talk. Call or email to ask your questions now. Email askdrmikesmith at radiomd.com or call 877-711-5211. The lines are open.
So I get a lot of questions, you know, something like, what are the best supplements for blank? What are the top three supplements for this? You know, what's the latest treatment findings on this? So what I did is I went through, and by the way, probably half of the questions that come into the Life Extension Health Advisors. You know, Life Extension is a great company. We have health advisors you can call and ask just about anything you want. About half of them are those types of questions. You know, what's the best thing for blood pressure? Something like that. So I went through my emails that came from listeners and also from some of the advisors. They send me some questions over as well. And I just went through all of them and found five or six of those types of questions. So I thought this would be a great, you know, segment to kind of just run through some of my top supplement suggestions for a few of these disorders. And there were many more in there. These are just the ones that I just saw first. So let's start with this one. What are the top supplements for prostate cancer? And I'm just paraphrasing the question. What are the top supplements for prostate cancer? This one, by the way, was actually asked about three times. So this is very on the top of a few listeners' minds here. So what are the top supplements for prostate cancer? Number one, saw palmetto. About 160 to 200 milligrams a day, saw palmetto helps to block the conversion of testosterone to estrogen, helps to control just how the body metabolizes estrogen. And we know that estrogen is linked to prostate issues. Saw palmetto, it's just one of the top choices for people with health, for men with healthy prostates and diseased prostate. So that's number one. Number two would be boron. It's a mineral, about 3 milligrams a day. A lot of good research on boron in slowing down what is known as the PSA doubling time. So the PSA is the prostate-specific antigen. It's the main blood test that we use. It's not the greatest one out there. There's better ones that are now coming on the market. But it's there's this idea that, you know, with a cancer, a prostate cancer, the PSA will double very quickly. So it'll go from 1 to 2, 2 to 4, 4 to 8, that kind of thing, in a short period of time. And the faster the PSA doubles, the worse the disease, the worse the prognosis. Boron decreases the PSA doubling time quite significantly. Here's even better. So that's number two. But when you add boron, 3 milligrams a day to 40 milligrams of lycopene, lycopene is the pigmented antioxidant that gives tomatoes, for instance, that red hue. When you take 3 milligrams of boron and add it to 40 milligrams of lycopene, the effect on PSA doubling time is even better. The combination of boron and lycopene has been shown in a couple well-designed clinical trials to bring down that PSA doubling time and improve prognosis. And then lastly, and this is really for any cancer, vitamin D3, at least 5,000 units if you're dealing with cancer. Better to know your blood level. You want to get it up closer to, say, the 80 nanograms per deciliter range. And if that takes 10,000 units a day, that's fine. You do the amount of vitamin D that's necessary to get you on that higher end of the range, the optimal range, which is 50 to 80 nanograms per mil. So you want to be on that higher end of that range. So do whatever you have to do to get it up there. So that's the first one. Saw palmetto, boron, lycopene, vitamin D3, my top four suggestions for prostate cancer. What are the top supplements for migraines? Again, I'm paraphrasing the question. Migraine headaches. What are the top supplements there? Number one, magnesium threonate, about 144 milligrams. Magnesium is critical for lots of biochemical processes, including in the brain. The problem is we're not able to get magnesium into the brain. So if you're deficient in magnesium in your body, you're really deficient in your brain. Magnesium threonate is the form that gets to the brain. And as a matter of fact, we know that magnesium can decrease that intense pain of a migraine and make you feel better very quickly. As a matter of fact, with severe migraines, often the first thing an emergency room doctor does is give you a bolus, an injection, basically, of magnesium. But magnesium threonate will get to the brain better than any other form. Butterbur is an herb, 150 milligrams. It's 50-50 with butterbur. I've seen it work wonders with people with migraines and seen it do nothing with people with migraines. So butterbur, it's about 50-50. Number three, ginger root, about 250 milligrams a day. Probably has some anti-inflammatory effects, is able to decrease inflammation in the vessels that supply the brain, so there's less irritability and constriction of those vessels, and that might help. Ginkgo, 120 milligrams a day might be helpful. And then the last one is interesting, is melatonin for migraines. Melatonin, yes, it's the sleep hormone. Most people take it for sleep issues, but it's not just for sleep. We're learning that melatonin is quite complex. It has influences on how nerve cells communicate, on neurotransmitter production. And so now you have to do a higher dose of melatonin than you might normally do just for sleep. Most people for sleep, you know, I don't know, a milligram, two, maybe 3 milligrams. But for migraines, the starting dose is probably going to be around 5 milligrams. So you want to make sure that if you want to do melatonin for a migraine headache and you're going to do the five milligrams, you're not driving, you're not at work, you're at home, that type of thing. But that's just the starting dose for migraines. Most people, to get a nice benefit, less pain, less nausea, that kind of stuff from the migraine, you're looking more at 10, even 15 milligrams of melatonin. And you got to build up to that slowly. So that's magnesium threonate, butterbur, ginger root, ginkgo, and melatonin for migraines. What are the top supplements for Alzheimer's disease? Well, the easiest way for me to do this one is to talk more about the categories than specific supplements. I can name some specific supplements, but it's anybody with Alzheimer's, especially early on, or even if you're at risk for Alzheimer's, maybe it runs in your family, and so you're worried about it. Maybe you live in a city environment, a lot of toxins, that kind of stuff. The first class of supplements need to be the anti-inflammatories, the fish oils, Boswellia, black cumin seed oil. The anti-inflammatories are critical. A lot of neurologists will tell you Alzheimer's is simply the brain on fire, you know, inflamed. So the anti-inflammatories are critical. Number two would be the antioxidants. There's a high level of oxidative stress in Alzheimer's patients. There's clear laboratory studies showing that if you take brain cells and put prooxidants into the petri dish that cause oxidative stress, they become damaged, and the production of the abnormal protein amyloid goes up significantly. I mean, that's been clearly shown. A lot of great studies coming out of China showing that 3 or 4 years ago. So oxidative stress is really high in Alzheimer's patients. So we got to do antioxidants that are able to get into the brain. Pigmented antioxidants like zeaxanthin and lutein and mesozeaxanthin and astaxanthin. Those are really good for reducing oxidative stress in the central nervous system. Of course, blueberries as well. The third category would be immune. Yeah, there is this idea that Alzheimer's might have an immune issue going on. You know, when you develop an abnormal protein like amyloid beta in the brain, there are macrophages that can eat that up and clear it up and there's no problem. But in Alzheimer's patients, those macrophages aren't working as well. So we want to boost the macrophages in the brain. It turns out that curcumin from turmeric can do that, about 400 milligrams. Coriolis, the mushrooms, can help with that. So there you go. So there's the anti-inflammatory category with Alzheimer's, the antioxidant category with Alzheimer's, and the immune category with Alzheimer's. I will tell you real quickly, too, good research showing that there is an infection in the brains and sinuses of Alzheimer's patients called spirochetes, so maybe antibiotics are appropriate. And also there's a drug called Enbrel, which is for rheumatoid arthritis, has been shown to help Alzheimer's patients as well. So there's prostate cancer, migraine, and Alzheimer's, my top supplements. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.